Hey, so this is Bibi, and this is my little story about consent. One of the most surprising and enlightening things that I discovered by getting involved with my local kink community is how much a healthy kink community focuses on consent. Coming to this completely cold. I think I had impressions of all of this kinky stuff just sort of happening organically in these public situations. And while I'm sure there are venues in which that occurs, the places that I have been kind of the opposite. You know, a lot of conversation beforehand, a lot of scene negotiation, a lot of discussion of limits, and there's a really firm understanding of what each person wants out of the experience, and you agree to those terms. And so I'd had a little bit of experience doing this. I actually went to a class on consent, which was fantastic. And then there was this. And I had been out in the kink community doing kinky shit. And then I went on a straight up vanilla date, you know, off of a dating site. And, met this guy, decent enough guy. We were having drinks at a nice bar. And about, I don't know, half an hour into the conversation, it wasn't sleazy. It really wasn't. And prior to my kink involvement, I may not have thought anything of it. But he leaned over, kind of leaned in, and gently put his hand on my knee. We were facing each other, sort of on bar stools. And in my head, this little voice went off. I was like, whoa, dude, how about some consent here? And it really felt violating after having had the experience of doing way more intimate things with people I knew way less than this guy. But just being asked makes all the difference. So yeah, that was, I don't know if anybody will find that interesting, but I thought it was funny that it took getting involved in serious public kink play to realize how much I wasn't getting consent from, you know, lack of a better term, vanilla dates. And the same thing's happened a number of times since then. And, you know, it also, you have this weird line that you have to negotiate because, you know, I think in the cases that I experienced, these are decent guys. I don't think they were trying to be sleazy. I think this was just, you know, standard for them. And I think that if I said something to the extent of, you know, whoa, please take your hand off of me, they probably would have felt bad that they made me feel that way. But anyway, yeah, so now I'm just rambling, but that's my story. Yeah, consent is good, and consent makes everything possible. I posted a script a little while back about, and I hate this term, but it's the term we use, a gangbang fantasy. It's completely consensual. She's very much in control of the whole thing. But it's that consent that makes some of these wild fantasies exciting. For me, anyway. I also think that it's just on a very simple level that asking for consent is just so fucking hot. You know, it's the idea of knowing what's going to happen before it happens. And maybe it's just me, but it's the respect that I find really hot. You know, like, for example, there's this one person that I had played with, and then saw in public not too long after, maybe like 2 weeks. And this was early in my exploration, and I would have had no problem if he had just walked up to me and, you know, kissed me on the cheek or gave me a brief kiss on the lips. But he didn't do that. He walked up to me and he asked if he could kiss me. And I don't know, I'm giggling like a girl, but it's just, it's so hot, guys. Just, yeah. I mean, if nothing else, do it for the hot factor. You know, it's like, it's an expression of desire. It's an expression of respect. And then, you know, add to that the anticipation factor, and oh, it's all good. I mean, you probably aren't going to ask unless you know the answer's yes, but oh, fuck, yes. Yes. Consent. Very, very sexy. All right. Well, I'm glad that this topic has been raised and that we're throwing it out into the community like that. And thanks for listening. Bye.